Praise God. Father, we just thank you. Thank you for this beautiful weather and the beautiful night you've blessed us with, Lord. Father, we thank you for the Word of God tonight. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, the teacher, Father. I just thank you and praise you for the Holy Spirit, that He brings all things to remembrance tonight. Thank you, Father God, that I yield myself to the Spirit of God right now, Father. Just use my lips, Father God, to speak your word in clarity, Lord. We just thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, for what you're going to do tonight in this city, Father. We just thank you for the anointing upon the word, Father. The anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage and sets people free. And we just give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God, for what you're going to do tonight in this city. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, last night I had a couple people from Brainerd come up to me, and after the service they said, Nick, do you think you could lay your hands on me for boldness?
Oh.
And I guess last week up in Brainerd, I don't know if you recall, 2 weeks ago, Russ Kallenberg preached, and he said that, you know, like 3 years ago they were praying with like 5 or 10 people a week, and he said now they're up to 60. So last week this lady walked up to me and said that 90 people got born again in Brainerd this last week. So just like Ray was preaching last night, the anointing is increasing.
Amen.
I know it on my own life. I know it on your lives. I can just see it. You can just feel it. It's just tangible. But they asked me to, and this is what I told them after I laid my hands on them. I said, now that I laid my hands on you for boldness, I want you to go home in your Strong's Concordance and look up every scripture in the Bible pertaining to boldness. So today I was thinking of what I was going to teach on tonight, and the Lord had me go through the Strong's Concordance and look up words on boldness. So I'm going to speak to you about boldness tonight. It is really exciting. I mean, that's how God works. You know, here I told them what to do, and I was speaking to myself.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of times when you're out there telling people on the street what to do, you're speaking to yourself even.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Amen. So we're just going to look into the Word of God about boldness. I know one of my most famous scriptures that I use, you hear it every week when I'm preaching up here, in your Bibles, in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 28, verse 1. And Ray also used this one last night. It says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. That's you and I tonight. Because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. He hath made him to be sin for us, Jesus, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So if we're the righteousness of Christ Jesus, we're bold.
Amen.
See, devil throws fear on us as believers to share the gospel. But right here, it shows us as believers that we are bold. And boldness overcomes that fear. Amen?
Amen?
So that's a real good verse to get down in your spirit. Meditate on it. Just memorize it if you can. Some people say, well, I can't memorize like you do. Well, so what? Just if it takes you a week to memorize the verse, memorize it. Get it in your heart.
Amen.
And then if the devil ever tries to throw fear on you, I like what Brother Ray said yesterday too about he had butterflies before he preached, because I've shared that before.
Uh-huh.
It's just like when I played high school sports, I was nervous before the game. You know, you get the fear comes, you know, the anticipation, what's going to happen, are we going to win? You get psyched up for the game and everything else. That's the same thing with evangelism. You know, before you come out, the fear of the unknown or whatever, you know. But the first person you talk to, man, that leaves.
Yeah.
See, those butterflies leave as soon as you reach out and start ministering. I was so touched yesterday by that service.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday morning I was weeping. Mm-hmm. The Spirit of God in me was just weeping. When he'd say things, the Spirit would weep. And I know it touched a lot of you too in that way. See, the compassion, that's what happens when we go out there with that boldness, see? We're bold as a lion, but yet we're meek.
Yes.
See, you got that boldness, but yet you got that compassion of God that goes along with it. You know, there's a lot of people that are zealous and they're bold, but they don't have any love with them. When they go out there ministering God's Word, you know. They're screaming at people and yelling at them, but there's no love there. They're bold. But praise God, we have the boldness with the love. They have to go hand in hand. Amen. The Word of God talks about having wisdom with your boldness. You know, you can be zealous, but you have to have the wisdom with it too. But we're talking about boldness tonight, and It's exciting. I'm getting bold just reading the Bible about it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. Praise God. See, the more you say these scriptures over and over, the more they become real to you. That's why, like today, I just read about 10 chapters in the Bible before I came in here. And sometimes you don't even believe you're receiving anything out of it. But it's the Word of God. It's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's going into my spirit. Sometimes you don't even think you can comprehend anything. But when I stand up here and I start teaching, sometimes everything I read during the day comes out. I don't even plan on it. But that's what happens. I've shared this before too, that your spirit is a tape recorder. As a Christian, what goes in comes out of your mouth. The Bible says what's in a man's heart comes out of his mouth. And that's why we have to meditate on this Word. Amen. And when you're meditating, you're reading it every day, it's going to come out of your mouth. And then other people get saved because they hear it coming out of your mouth. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word. Ephesians 3, verse 12. It says, in whom we have boldness. In who? In Jesus, see? We have boldness in Him.
Amen.
In whom we have boldness and access with confidence. Praise God, I thank God I have confidence in God tonight.
Amen.
I have confidence that if I see a sick person out there on the street, I'm not going to be ashamed. I'm going to be bold to lay my hand on him.
Amen.
See, we have boldness with confidence. That's exciting to know that. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, turn to Hebrews 10. Because that's what boldness gives you, see? It gives you confidence in God, what He can do. Hebrews 10, verse 35. It says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great promise of reward. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When you're bold, there's rewards there. People are getting born again. People are getting healed. People are getting filled with the Holy Ghost just because you're bold. Isn't that neat to know that? See, when we overcome the devil, that overcome that fear with God's boldness, we can be rewarded. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, they that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. If you're seeking God, seeking His Word, you're going to become bold. You will be rewarded.
Yeah.
Amen. It says in Ephesians 6, verse 8, it says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. There's a lot of rewards doing the work of the ministry of the evangelist. There's rewards there. That's not why we're doing it. We're doing it because we want to bless these people on the street.
Amen.
But in turn, God blesses us. Whatever you put out, you get back. It says in Luke, it says, give and it shall be given unto you.
Amen.
Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. You come out here on a Monday or Tuesday night, and you give your time and your love to these people, God is going to bless you back.
Amen.
With that time and love.
Amen.
That's what's exciting about the Word of God. Because this Word is incorruptible. No matter what you sow, the Word says in Galatians 6, if you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap life eternal. We're sowing to the Spirit tonight. I'm going to turn there, Galatians 6. For he that soweth, verse 8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall reap of the flesh corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap of the Spirit life everlasting. See, when you're reaching out to these people that are lost, you're sowing spiritual life to them. And you're going to reap that life back. I've shared this before. Every person that I pray with, that joy when I got saved comes back to me.
Yes.
The Word says in Psalms 51, restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Then shall I teach sinners from the error of their way, and they'll be converted unto God. Amen.
Amen.
See, we have to have the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
That's our strength.
Amen.
And a lot of Christians don't have any joy. They don't have any strength. They're weak in the Lord because they have no joy. And why don't they have joy? Because the devil's robbed their boldness. The devil's robbed their confidence that they can go out and reach out. That's all we have to do. I had a brother tell me today, someone asked him a question today, what has evangelism done for you? And he says, he's seen where people have accepted him as he is. It's changed his whole attitude about life. It's given him joy. Isn't that something? We have the joy. See, by reaching out, God blesses us with that joy. He blesses us with that peace and the love and the gentleness and kindness. See, that's the fruit of the Spirit. When we reach out to the lost and dying world, the fruit of the Spirit is manifest in our lives.
Amen.
Sometimes when people respond to you, you respond different than what you would have before you went out in the streets.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
See, that love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. The more you reach out in God's love to people, the more when the devil throws harder people coming at you, you can respond to that love. It makes you stronger, see? That joy of the Lord is our strength. We have to have the joy today.
Amen.
The world is looking for joy. They're looking through it through a bottle. Amen?
Amen?
Through movies. Anything to satisfy their flesh, see?
Amen.
And it says, he that sows his flesh reaps corruption. That's all they have to look forward to. Yeah, it's fun for a while. The Bible talks about that in Proverbs. It says sin's fun for a while, but the end is death. Amen? The ways of the transgressor are hard. These people are having a hard time out there tonight. They might lie to you and tell you, oh yeah, everything's fine, but they're lying. Because the devil's their father, and he's the father of lies. Don't believe a word they say to you when you ask them how they're doing. Oh, I'm doing great. If they're not born again, they're not doing great. They're lying.
That's right.
But they need to hear the love. They need to see that boldness in love tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. In the book of Acts, they were bold. Acts chapter 4. Thank you, Lord, for the laborers tonight. Verse 13, it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Just like Brother Ray was saying. See, people look at us, they see that boldness, they know that you've been with Jesus.
Amen.
They see that in you. You're the light of the world. They need that light. They're in darkness right now. But the light dispels the darkness.
Amen?
Amen? So that's what we're going to do tonight. That's our job. That's our mission.
Amen.
Is to dispel the works of darkness. 1 John 3, verse 8. It says, but the Son of God was manifest
yes.
to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Turn to 1 John 3. Verse 1. Praise God. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So it says in verse 8 that the purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. And verse 1 says, you and I are the sons of God. So what are we manifest to do tonight? Destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to do.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but to rob, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said tonight that you and I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
But they're not going to have life and have it more abundantly if you and I don't go out there with boldness. If we back away from the devil every time he sticks up his ugly head. No, we got to press on, the Bible says.
Right.
We got to attack this city.
Right.
We can't lay back and just say, oh, praise God, we prayed with 750 people last week. Well, that's good. I'm not going to go out anymore. No, we got to go out every week.
Amen.
Consistency.
Amen.
That's where the benefits are.
Amen.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. It doesn't say go out on a Wednesday night with the whole church, pray with 1,000 people, and never go out again. We have to do that again.
Amen.
I'm going to talk to Pastor this week. We're going to go out again as a church. Because the church needs to see that again.
Right.
People need to see it because the devil comes immediately and robs them. Yeah. I had a lot of people come up to me and say, boy, I'm coming out. I still haven't seen them. See, the devil robbed them immediately. And that's our job. Our brothers and sisters, not only reaching out in the world out here, but reach out to the body here at Living Word.
Yeah.
Reach out to these people, encourage them and say, hey, we were really blessed to have you out that Wednesday night. Why don't you come out again? It's a lot of fun. I'll go out with you. If you feel uncomfortable, come with me. Amen?
Yeah.
We have to do that. Encourage them to come out. Don't condemn them and say, hey, where were you? You told me you were going to come out and I haven't seen you since. No, we got to encourage them. Amen. We got to be encouraged. Amen. A brother encouraged me today, called me up today, just said, hey, Jesus really loves you and Jane. I just want to tell you that. You need encouragement. These people out in the world need encouragement, but so do the people here. Amen. We encourage them here, they'll go out there and encourage the people out in the world. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're bold, aren't we? Amen. We used to be afraid. I was afraid to witness. I remember the first time I ever went out, people slamming doors in my face. That threw fear on me. I was real discouraged. That's why a lot of churches are discouraged today. They've never seen any fruit out there. The Bible says your fruit will remain. Turn to John 15, verse 16, if you have a Bible. See, we're bearing fruit today. Just think of all these people that sat down yesterday morning and watched Mac on TV that you and I have handed out tracts to out on the streets. Thousands of them. I bet you there was thousands of people watching. All these people, what channel? 5, what time? You know, they're excited about it after you lead them to the Lord. We have that. That's our follow-up. See, the devil can't rob you and I anymore, brothers and sisters. Saying, what are you doing with these people after you pray with them? Well, we just ask them if they got a TV, and most of them do. Just tell them to turn it on channel 5 at 9 in the morning. And they do. Praise the Lord. John 15, verse 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Should remain. Not, oh, they said a prayer with me to get them out of my hair. No. A man tried to argue with me the other night down at the union. They asked me, what you do with these people? And I just said, after a while, after arguing with him, he got me into it. I just said, you know, the Bible says we're not supposed to argue about the Word. Don't argue with people tonight on the street if they try to argue with you about doctrines or anything else. Say, I'm not out here to argue. I'm out here to reach the lost and dying world. Praise the Lord. If you're born again, I love you. Maybe I don't agree with you, but I love you. Have a good night. Bye. Good. Yeah. Amen. The Bible says, redeem the time. Yeah. The days are evil. Satan will come and try to rob your time. Don't let him rob it tonight. You'll know in your heart. He gives you discernment. The Holy Ghost will give you discernment when people are robbing you. Don't sit there for an hour talking to one person. When 100 people walk right by you, and this guy is not going to get saved anyway. You can tell when you start talking to him. God gives you that discernment tonight. Amen? So it says right there that your fruit should remain. He's ordained us tonight to bring forth fruit. Turn to the first part of that chapter, John 15. Verse 4, it says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. That's Jesus talking. See, we have to abide in Jesus. When we start thinking, glory to God, I can win the world myself and leave God out of it, you're going to fall. Yes. See, we have to abide in Jesus. Amen. Then we'll bring forth fruit. Then the fruit will remain. Yeah. I am the vine, Jesus said. Ye are the branches. You and I are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Know that tonight. Amen? We can do nothing without Jesus. He paid the price for us. He did it all. All we have to do is, Lord, here I am, send me, use me, anoint me. And He will. Praise God. And then give Him the glory for doing it. Amen. The man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire. They are burned. Verse 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's another reason you have to read the Word of God. Amen. He says His Word has to abide in you. Amen. Then you can ask what you will, and it will be done unto you. Amen. See, we have to abide in the vine. We're going to bear fruit tonight, because we're bold. He has given us boldness already. Back to Acts 4. You guys getting excited tonight?
Amen.
I get excited just reading the Bible. I get bold just reading the Bible, because it's power. This Word is anointed. You and I, you have the same anointing in you that I have. We all have the same anointing. It was so neat last night when Ray was preaching about the anointing.
Hallelujah.
I mean, praise God, I've been saying that for a long time. I use the same scriptures, same Holy Ghost. God's not a respecter of persons. You've got the same scriptures in you that I have in me. Amen? You're anointed. We're all anointed. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed every one of you in this room with the Holy Ghost and power, that you go about Minneapolis doing good and healing all that